Blog Talk Radio.
I was really good.
Was that Brad Blue's guy with the dinner boat? Richard?
Yeah, big guy. Yeah.
Did he just come to watch?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't think he's got any family there.
He came over and said, "Can I have one water and you got soda?" I should probably get a diet. My wife would be happy if I got a diet. And I go, "Oh, sorry, we don't have soda." And he's like, "They get two waters." My wife can feel proud of me.
I tell you, he and Brad Smith would go down to 7-Eleven all the time when we were at the old campus, and they would constantly be drinking these, like, I don't even know what they were. I think they were 64-ounce.
The big gulp thing?
Yeah, big gulp. The big gulp with, and they'd always drink, like, diet Pepsi.
That's a new group.
Yeah, and I think we have Cliff Wagner with us right now on the Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz Show. Cliff, are you there? And this is our Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz Show. We're joining it a little bit late tonight, and hopefully you'll be able to hear us out there. We are sorry for any technical difficulties we had, but let's give this a try right now and see if Trevor Hopp is there. And let's see if Trevor's with us. Trevor, are you with us?
I am. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for being honest and patient. A little technical difficulties tonight, but glad to have you. And I'm going to bring on Cliff Wagner right now and make sure I got him on there. Cliff, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. We just had a great night of basketball at Clackamas with hosting Oregon City High School for some boys' games and enjoying a little bit of food with some of the workers, but it was a great night of basketball tonight. Doing fine.
Very good, and we've got Trevor on, and that's a lot of fun too. And Trevor, you know, tell us, and we're going to bounce back and forth here, and hopefully Bruce will join us very soon as well. We got about 20 minutes, but Trevor, how's your team playing right now? How would you assess it as we head towards 2016?
Well, you know, we were ready for a break here. You know, we played all right at the crossover. We played Spokane again, which happened to be our third time. We lost to them and then played Pierce the next day and had a lead and just couldn't quite hold on to it, and they beat us at the buzzer. So, you know, we got about a week off here to kind of give our guys a chance to recharge and go home and spend some family time and stuff like that. And then it's time to get ready for conference. So we're excited about that.
Very good. And Cliff, same question. Kind of assess your team right now. As you head to 2016, and of course you've got your big holiday Christmas tournament starts a week from yesterday, Monday the 28th.
Well, you know, I feel like we're making progress. We still are, you know, a young team trying to put some things together. We've got some freshman point guards that are feeling their way through college basketball, but we feel good with the fleet of post players we have. We feel good about our ability to shoot the ball and make plays on the perimeter. So we feel like we're getting better. We had a crossover tournament. We played Olympic, and we pretty much took care of them handily. And then we ran into a really good team from Big Bend and got beaten by them. And then the third day, we played the host team, Whatcom, who's one of the better teams in the NWAC, and got way behind. Did not play a very good first half at all. Had a heart-to-heart team discussion at halftime, came out, played much better in the second half. And we felt like, you know, the second half, we may have turned a corner and discovered some things about ourselves that really insightful for kids. And we feel like we're going to be a much better basketball team the next time we take the floor. So we're really excited about our holiday tournament coming up the 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Yeah, and that's going to be an exciting event. And we got a lot of listeners tonight, and get out and attend that. That's great. Trevor Hopp, you're the head coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College, and you and Cliff are both in the Southern region, which is very tough and got a lot tougher with the addition of Clark. Trevor, I'm going to have you ask Cliff a question, and then Cliff's going to get a chance to nail you back. So what kind of question? You can ask him a question about anything. Go ahead.
Well, Cliff, who are some of the teams that are in your tournament coming up here after the holidays, and how is that field looking, and how do you think that will turn out?
I think it's another good field. It's actually the same field as last year. Everybody wanted to return. So we've got Edmonds, who you know is a very good team. We've got Everett, who is off to a good start and has apparently another good team this year. Walla Walla and Yakima have kind of started slowly, but, you know, those are two of the greatest coaches in the NWAC, and they always have their teams ready to play. We've got Tacoma, who's been playing well. We've got Centralia from the West, who's been struggling. And we've got us and Lynn Benton from the South. And Lynn Benton, I don't know if you saw that, Trevor, but they turned around and won a couple ball games, and I don't know what happened, but they must have played a lot better than they've been playing. So that's the field for our tournament. We're looking forward to it.
Okay, Cliff, you get a chance to ask Trevor a question.
Trevor, how do you get those guys to play so fast and so hard? It seems like every SWAC team that you have, I really admire the way you're able to consistently instill your system and to get kids to play at that tempo. Give me a secret.
Well, thanks for that. You know, it's just something we do every day. We just really try to get guys to play fast and like you said, to play hard. And it's funny that you say that. I've been out watching a few high school games and was talking to some other guys, and you know, it's like, oh man, for some it's a big adjustment because they just don't play as fast. Some high schools don't. So you know, it's just something that I think we like doing, and it's just like, hey, we're gonna go. You get here, you're gonna go. So let's get out and run and have fun doing it.
Very good. Cliff, I want to ask both of you the same question. I'll start with you. You know, coming up after the first of the year high school basketball tournament, the Les Schwab tournament, I'm not going because I'm going to your tournament because I love it. It's outstanding, and I love the NWAC. Are tournaments like that good for high school basketball, or is it, you know, it's always kind of the same teams in it, both from out of the area and in. They rotate the out-of-area teams. Are those events, are they attractive to basketball in your mind?
Oh, very much so, and I really think they're good for high school basketball, and I think they're great experiences for kids. I mean, we as junior college coaches are able to play in a number of 18 preseason tournaments, and every time you go, it's just fun to see eight different teams and see the coaches, see the players, see where everybody is, and have that kind of tournament experience and use it as a dress rehearsal for the NWAC championship tournament. So I think it seems to me that when I was a young high school coach 30 some years ago, that there were a lot more local Christmas tournaments, and they weren't huge ones, but it seemed like people would do like 14 tournaments, and I thought those were always a lot of fun for kids and a lot of opportunity to grow as a team and share some really good memories.
And Trevor, go ahead and answer the same question about are these large tournaments good for the game of basketball?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think they're exciting. They're fun. You know, the Les Schwab and tournaments like that where they, you know, bring in some out of state teams is always exciting, and then trying to get some of the best teams in the state. You know, that's just a great chance for good teams to get together and play. So it's exciting basketball. I think it's exciting for the student athletes, exciting for the coaches and fans. So definitely really like those tournaments like that. And you know, like Cliff says, you know, we're in every year, we're in three 8-team tournaments every year, just because I think they're just a great way to challenge your team and see other teams and hopefully get three games in a weekend. So I'm a big fan of tournaments and whether I'm coaching in them or going and watching them, they're always fun, I think.
Trevor, what would you get Cliff Wagner for Christmas?
Oh, I think I would probably get him just a nice tie because he's always dressed so well, but I would get him another tie so he could add to his wardrobe there.
Hey, Cliff, get back at him. What would you get Trevor besides deflating the basketballs?
Well, you know, Trevor always looks sharp on the sideline. He always looks seems like he wears a lot of button-down collars and a lot of sharp-looking sweaters. But I don't know if he's got a truly ugly Christmas sweater. So if I could find a really ugly Christmas sweater for the season that he could coach in, that would be my gift to Coach Hopp.
I don't have one, so I would like that.
You know, about the most serious I would get, and this is a very serious question to both of you, but you're such high-quality people, and if Bruce would have been able to join us tonight, I would have done the same thing, asked him the same thing. Cliff, what kind of message would you give to people out there that are in a little despair or depressed this time of year? And because this is the most serious time of year when a lot of people are alone, a lot of people don't have the financial means to have a huge Christmas. What message would you give to those people? And many of them listen to this program because they tell me they like it and it lifts their spirits.
That's a tough one to know what to say to lift some people's spirits. But I think no matter what you have and what situation you're in, there's love and joy and beauty all across the world, and to try and find that. And even in our darkest hours, there's light around the corner. There's light ahead, and to just encourage them to remain hopeful, remain positive, try to control the controllables, the things they can do. Try not to worry about the things that they don't have. And like I say, it's a time of love and optimism, and to try and embrace that and hold on to those feelings, because those feelings are for real.
I love what you said there, boy. I'd like to capture that. And I know Trevor's going to come with something equal. Fire away, Trevor.
Yeah, I would just add on that, you know, it's not about you know, all the presents and things like that. It's just about attitude and being with friends and family and just trying to share good feelings with friends and family this time of the year. And it's not about all the other things. It's more about the season and just enjoying people and others around you and you know, making time for that and just making time for reflection and just thinking of all the good things in their lives right now.
Very well said. And, you know, Coach Chopka, we tried to get him to join us tonight, and we feel a little bit bad. He's a huge part of this program. We had a little technical difficulties, which I figured out a way to correct. But did you guys both know, can I reveal a secret about him tonight? Do you want to know that? Do you really want to know a secret about him?
I would love to know any secrets about him. I'd love to have any dirt I could use to upset him or rattle him during a game. So fire away. The dirtier, the better.
And I'm sure, Trevor, you'd like to know that too. Well, I you know, was testing his popularity out there. You know, I go to more college basketball games than anybody in America, and his popularity out there is, you know, it's pretty, you know, I was just going to tell you that you wouldn't believe who's been asking about him when I go out to these games. Can you guys believe that? Do you know who might be asking him about it when I go out to these games, how popular he is?
Beautiful single women, perhaps?
No, absolutely no one.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
You guys will have to sit in this. In closing tonight, and we'll start with you, Trevor, any Christmas message you want to give out, anybody you want to thank? You know, this show is a show I do every Tuesday night, too, and it's very popular. Got a lot of listeners, so it's your podium, Trevor. Go ahead.
Well, thanks. No, I just want to say I'm hoping that all my all the basketball players and everybody associated with the SWAC basketball team is enjoying a little downtime, and I want them to enjoy the season and with friends and family and relax and catch their breath. And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody next week. And just wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Terrific. And Cliff, same thing.
I also want to wish, all my players an enjoyable few days off and a wonderful Christmas with their families. Also want to shout out an appreciation to three players tonight, Shane Rixey, Joey Baldwin, and Daniel Thiessen, who helped us run and administer this great event we had at our college tonight, make a little bit of money for our program. And then lastly, I'd like to sincerely wish you and Trevor both a very, very Merry Christmas. And you're two of my favorite people in the sport. And I enjoy seeing both of you all the time. We always have a good time. And Trevor and I have been competing like madmen for years and years. But I love Trevor. I respect him. I think he does a great job with kids. He's a tremendous coach, and he's just really good for the profession and for basketball. So Merry Christmas to the both of you.
And thank you very much, Cliff, for that. Merry Christmas to all our listeners. Merry Christmas to everybody associated with the NWAC. Keep it going. We'll be back next week at our usual time of 9:30, starting for the technical difficulties. And both you guys, don't forget about Chavka's popularity. Absolutely no one. Have a great week and a Christmas, and we'll talk to you again next week at 9:30. Good night, both of you.
All right. Thanks to both of you. Enjoyed the show tonight.
You betcha. Thank you, Trevor. Good night, and good night, listeners. Don't forget to make all of your free throws, and have a very Merry Christmas.